The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Associate Professor, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. Sorry about that issue with the phones. Let's get started then. So, first of all, it's very hard to run an impeachment process in the States, isn't it, and actually have it be successful, because it's never actually happened that a president's been removed from office because of impeachment.
Well, that's correct. Obviously, we have two examples where a president has been impeached. We have, of course, Andrew Johnson going back to 1868. We have, of course, Bill Clinton in 1998. But as you've alluded to, you can be impeached, but of course, you then, to go to that next step, to be convicted and lose your position in office, that has not happened, of course. And we, and of course, I'm sure your listeners are all aware that Nixon, even though there is that general view that he was impeached, no, he resigned well before impeachment and well before any notion of conviction. So, yes, this is getting into that terrain, probably in a bit similar to the Clinton scenario.
Is the impeachment process that it's a bicameral process? So is it one house of the Congress over there passes the impeachment and then the other house has to actually remove the president? Is that what has caused presidents to be impeached without actually being removed from office over the years?
Well, that's correct. What we have, of course, as you've alluded to, the impeachment process, there is a vote on the impeachment and the articles of impeachment, and that takes place in the House of Representatives. There's two houses, of course, in Congress in the United States, the House of Representatives and the Senate. Now, in terms of the impeachment component, that takes place and is situated within the House of Representatives. If that vote is taken, or if that vote is secured, then it moves up to the Senate, and then they have a vote on the actual, to put in lay terms, conviction, and of course, the removal of the president. Now, We see in 1990, we see going back to the Clinton period, he was impeached, but of course then was not convicted in the Senate, and so therefore was able to serve out his last year and a half in office.
How likely is it that a congressman or a senator who is a Republican would vote in favour of impeachment and removal from office?
Really good question. Look, I think that going back last week, highly improbable, I would say. But just given the fact that we have these subpoenas, we have this House impeachment inquiry going on, and what we see, depending on what can be brought to the fore in the context of other things that have happened in the context of Ukraine, we know there's been this conversation between Trump and this now, but now we have, of course, connections to Pompeo potentially involved in the equation. We have the president's personal lawyer in terms of Giuliani involved in the equation. He's been subpoenaed overnight to produce information. And so it's getting a kind of a bit messy, and if there is additional information brought to the fore, then it could persuade a Republican senator to really think, you know what, enough's enough. But at this stage, I don't think it's possible.
How do you find the objective truth in the middle of all of this? Because you've got the Trump campaign. I saw that ad that they put together saying the Democrats are trying to steal the next election. Then you've got the Democrats talking about what's going on and saying Trump's betrayed the country. How do you try and find the sensible middle ground? Because, of course, both sides in this have a lot that they want to gain.
Look, it's a very good point you make. It's a very messy situation. I've been looking at the US for many years. I've never seen it as divisive as what it is now. Whether it be between the red and blue states, coastal states, interior states, and just the whole divide over there. So this is only going to exacerbate tensions, no doubt, to very high levels. And there's a lot at stake at the moment. I would argue that, and I've been saying for quite a while, that I think Trump will win 2020. I do not see a shining star in the Democrats or a rising star in the Democrats. As far as I can see, I see a few handy plays in terms of Elizabeth Warren, and Biden's reasonably solid, but I don't think they'll have enough to win the election. So therefore, I'm thinking that there are other things that they're trying to find as a means to oust Trump. Now, this case, however, I would argue in this conversation with the Ukrainian president and so forth, I think is their opportunity, because it's more black and white, it's more immediate, and nowhere near as murky as the Mueller investigation and what that produced.
Well, thanks for being on the program. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but this is an issue that's going to keep developing. We might try and get you on at some point in the next few weeks to give us an update. Thank you very much, Associate Professor Aidan Warren, joining us there from RMIT. And we'll perhaps get him on in a couple of weeks when we've got a bit more time to go into these issues in more detail, because these are tough issues, and it's not issues that you can just resolve with a quick soundbite.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.